Okay, I'm going to take you through a short parts meditation, beginning by setting yourself up for a meditation, and you can do that in a traditional meditation posture or sitting on a chair or even lying down. Whatever is going to be supportive to you, paying attention inward and feeling relaxed and also alert. And so taking a few moments here to kind of settle in and making the last few adjustments to your posture that are called for. And if it's helpful, maybe taking 3 deep breaths and ideally making the out breath a little longer than the in breath. And so just leaving some space to settle in. And so noticing as your attention is now inward, noticing what's already present here. There may be some thoughts. There may be some images. There may be some emotions or feeling tone. There may be some sensations in the body. And possibly even some impulses to act. Just noticing what's here without any need to do anything about it or change anything. Everything is welcome. And then noticing if one of the sensations in the body is calling out to you. One in particular seems to want your attention. You don't need to overthink this, just seeing what is most salient in your attention in this moment. And then focusing attention on those sensations, on that part of the body. Just staying with it, really localizing it in the body. Being with it just as it is. And as you're attending to these sensations, to this part, noticing how you feel toward it. Are you welcoming it? Do you dislike it? Does it annoy you? Are you afraid of it? You want to get rid of it, maybe? So just noticing your relationship to this part. And now seeing if it's possible to ask the parts that aren't welcoming the original part, those sensations, to just relax inside and give you a little space to get to know it a little bit more, to be curious about it, as though it might have something to tell you. If you can't get there, that's totally okay. You can proceed by talking to the parts that don't want to relax or step aside about their fears of letting you talk to that part. And if you can become curious about those original sensations, that part, then it's probably safe to begin interacting with it, talking to it. And it may feel a little strange to interact with parts of yourself in this way, but just give it a try. And so directing attention back on the sensations in the body, the part that was calling out for attention earlier, really noticing it in the body, and see what happens if you ask it if there is something it wants you to know. Now, try not to think about what the answer is. Just wait for an answer while you're attending to the sensations in the body. Waiting silently until an answer arises. And if nothing arises, that's okay too. Just staying with those sensations just as they are. And seeing if that part has something it wants you to know. If you do get an answer, follow up with another question, which is, what is it afraid would happen if it didn't do what it's doing, if it didn't take on this role inside? What is that part afraid would happen if it didn't play this role inside? An answer will teach you something about how that part is trying to protect you. And seeing if it's possible to extend some gratitude to that part for at least trying to keep you safe somehow. And then noticing how it reacts to your appreciation. And let's go ahead and ask that part one more question. Ask the part what it needs from you in the future. What does this part need from you in the future? And now, thanking this part for whatever it let you know, and actually thanking all the parts that you met during this practice for sharing what they had to share with you, and letting all these parts know that this won't be the last chance for them to express themselves to you. Now that you've gotten to know them a little bit, you're going to try to connect with them a little more often in the future. And just noticing how these parts react. And then transitioning now to reconnecting with your surroundings, wrapping up the practice, opening the eyes at your own pace, and shifting your focus back to the outside world.